We're joined inside the studio by Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Dave Spadaro here. Brian, let's talk offense, because the Eagles offense a couple of weeks ago, rocking and rolling, multifaceted, explosive in the run game, pass game down the field. What's happened?
I think it's just the plays are good, Dave. I mean, really, they're getting the ball in the right situation. It's all about numbers. So they got a wide bunch formation last week, and they're throwing these bubble screens to DeSean Jackson. And really, DeSean, I mean, he hasn't run a lot of these plays before this year. But really, these plays, there's a way to run them. They're being blocked well. It's the right call. It's the right throw. I mean, there's more yards to be made than what they're getting right now.
So DeSean Jackson may be hesitant. LeSean McCoy certainly has been hesitant in the run game. How do you coach them out of that?
Well, I think you just have to go back to the film and show them. Show them the way the play is being blocked, what's on the field. You can't be breaking it down and stutter-stepping when you get the ball in your hands. And this is you have to really put your track shoes on and just go. Just take off and trust it. Whether it's Shady, whether it's DeSean, these are their big play guys, and they were making big chunk plays the first 6 weeks. They're still there to be made. They just have to trust it.
Brian, is it unfair to kind of make any sort of read with what Chip's doing offensively, given that there have been three quarterbacks who've played in the first eight games?
Of course. I mean, you can only really – it's hard to develop a quarterback as the season's going on. That's what you're asking Matt Barkley to do, you know, the last couple of weeks, is to be an NFL quarterback with really no practice time, no playing time, and developing him. The speed is different on Sundays than it was on Saturdays. If you don't get a chance to run these plays and really rep them, you're not as sure and as confident as you want to be when you get a chance to make them.
Nick Foles in line to start on Sunday, first start in a couple of weeks. He explained his poor performance against the Cowboys to mechanics. And so there's a breakdown there. What did you see when you watched that game? And then to get from that level to back to where Nick was prior, what has to happen?
Well, you have to have a short memory. You have short-term memory, so you know you got to have amnesia and you got to flush it, because we've certainly seen him make all the plays that he didn't make 2 weeks ago against Dallas. And so, really, what I saw was the hesitancy was it looked like he was afraid to make a mistake, and you know, in a close ball game like it was, you don't want to make that mistake. But at the same time, you have to be aggressive, and when the plays are there to be made, what we saw against the Giants and against Tampa was no hesitancy, just cut it loose. And I think that's probably what he has to say to himself, is trust the offense, trust your eyes, and then go make the play, because he has certainly done that.
Defense has made some great strides here. Mm-hmm. Challenge this week is Terrell Pryor, the big arm, the mobility. What's Bill Davis' game plan going to be?
Well, I mean, it's totally different than anything we've seen. Even week one against the Washington Redskins in RG3, he wasn't full speed. This guy, he's their best chance offensively, and he is a playmaker. Doesn't always make the right decision. But he's growing with confidence right now. He is a tremendous athlete. And really, he has all the skills. I mean, he can challenge you deep because he's got a big arm. First play of the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, he went 93 yards for a touchdown. He's a big play threat. And so the play is never over with this guy. He's always looking to rescue a play, to extend a play. So it's got to be 60 minutes of football, you know, every single play.
Yeah, Brian, last one here. A win gets the Eagles right back into the thick of things here. I mean, they're only one game down in the NFC East. How big would it be from a confidence standpoint in the locker room?
Well, it would be a fun ride home. I mean, it's a five-hour ride home, Dave. And anytime you win this league, wins are scarce right now. But really, every win gives you the reason for confidence. The Raiders are a very competitive team. The Steelers found that out last week. Everybody's found that out. Like, they have been in every game. They were in against Kansas City. They were in against Indianapolis. Into the third quarter, scores tied with the lead. They compete against everyone. They beat the San Diego Chargers. This team has a lot of talent, and they play hard. When you can beat a team that plays as hard as the Raiders does, I think it gives you confidence.
Yeah. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, we thank you very much.
Yeah, Dave.
For joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.